This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up on the program, you know all those vitamin fortified cereals you see at the store? Are they any good for you? We'll find out.
But first, race in Hollywood. That's the subject of a trial that begins today. It's the first time the government has sued a major Hollywood studio for racial discrimination. Frank Davis says he was fired from the movie Too Fast, Too Furious because he's black. Davis was the first assistant director on the movie. The case is only now going to trial after numerous attempts to settle. Universal Pictures denies the charges. The movie was the sequel to Fast and Furious about the underworld subculture of LA street racers. To find out more about how the industry works and about the key role of the first assistant director, I'm joined by Jonathan Taplin. He's a professor at the USC Annenberg School of Communications, and he worked in the industry for a long time, producing such movies as Mean Streets and To Die For. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Well, this is the first lawsuit of its kind. Why is that?
Generally, first assistant directors don't sue big movie studios. It makes it hard for them to get work.
Because there are only six studios.
That's correct.
Well, tell us more about this, because I think very few people outside the industry know what a first assistant director is.
So the first assistant director sets the schedule in the planning phase and the budget. And he basically says, this is how many days we need to shoot this movie. This is how many scenes we can do each day. Very quickly, after the first 2 weeks, you're a week behind schedule, then the studio can project that out and say, oh, we're going to be 30% over budget, and that's $10 million. And that's a lot of money.
However, in this case, it would seem that if that is a common practice, then there would be some sort of settlement, but there hasn't been a settlement.
This guy hasn't worked since the case was filed. So it's not like he needs to stay in good with the business.
You're saying he has nothing to lose, so why not
pursue
a lawsuit? John Singleton has been named as a possible witness for the government. He was the director of Too Fast, Too Furious. What does that say to you?
I mean, obviously a director, his first assistant is very critical to him in terms of it's his protector from the studio, so to speak. It's the person that keeps the studio suits off his back. So they're often very protective of their first AD. My sense is that this guy was probably in a little over his head. I don't think he'd been a first AD on a big film like this. He'd been a second AD on Terminator 2, but that's not the same job. The first AD is the absolute critical field general of a movie. And if you have a big budget movie, in the $60, $70 million range, and it begins to go badly and is not well organized, then the studio actually has the duty to do something.
And how common is it for first ADs to be fired in the first week or two?
Quite common. If movies are going badly, the first AD is always the guy that gets the axe.
I'm just wondering in general, though, what is the climate on a movie set in terms of racial and sexual politics?
Well, I think it's pretty good. I'd say Hollywood is fairly progressive in terms of both sensitivity to race, sex, all sorts of things. Needless to say, in the acting core, there's a huge diversity of people working in the industry, and I think it tends to be the same way below the line in the people who do the work behind the camera.
If this case does go to trial and it's played out and it gets reported on in the press, what kind of effect do you think it'll have on the industry?
I don't think it'll have that much effect. I think the general working people in Hollywood are aware of probably what happened here. So, I think this is a case of a movie that probably got out of control in terms of over budget very quickly, and the studio panicked.
Have you ever fired a first AD?
Yes.
for this reason, for that,
yeah,
that they couldn't control
exactly
costs?
Exactly that reason.
Yeah. Jonathan Taplin, thanks for speaking with us.
Okay, fine.
Jonathan Taplin is a professor at the USC Annenberg School of Communications.